people with developmental disabilities are up to 10 times more likely than others to experience domestic violence or sexual abuse. That's according to a study from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
But a new program in the Boston Public Schools is empowering the disabled to fight back. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa reports.
Meg Stone is with a Malden-based disability services provider called Triangle. She says abuse prevention for the disabled has particular challenges.
People with disabilities are often in a position in which other people are involved in their intimate care and their activities of daily living.
Getting dressed, bathing, those kinds of things.
And there are times when those acts of intimate care are provided in a way that doesn't respect the person's privacy and the person's integrity. And for some people with disabilities, that teaches them that their privacy is not important, that, you know, anybody can touch them in any way possible. And for lack of a better way of putting it, that makes a perpetrator's job easier.
So Stone and her colleagues developed a program they call Impact Ability, a 10-week course that trains the disabled to recognize their personal boundaries, assert them, and if necessary, defend them by force. Starting this school year, they've been given a $500,000 matching grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to offer the class to special education students in the Boston Public Schools.
All right, so before we practice, let's everybody stand up, take a breath.
Program coordinator Megan Anderson gets ready to practice a role-playing scenario with about a dozen girls at Brighton High School. These are teens with intellectual disabilities.
One, two, three.
Please don't touch me.
Good. And then we're going to say, you're not my boyfriend. One, two, three.
You're not my boyfriend.
Good.
Today's class is about resisting aggressive overtures from someone the students might know but are not intimate with. Playing the role of the aggressor is lead instructor Mike Perry, a square-jawed man with a kind face but an intimidating frame.
Okay, so we're going to do this one all the way through. I'm going to throw the glasses on.
Perry slips on a pair of sunglasses to indicate for the students that he is no longer their trusted teacher. He's now a bad guy named Bill. A student, Carla Portillo, sits next to Bill. He reaches out.
I'm going to touch like right here.
Grazes her leg suggestively, and then...
Hey.
Stop.
Hey, calm down. It's all right.
I'm not your girlfriend.
Come on, I want to make you feel good.
Don't
sit down.
Me. Don't touch me.
Shh, easy. It's all right. I'll tell you what.
I'm not for sale.
I can give you anything you want. Want to go see a movie? I'll take you to a movie.
I'm not for sale.
I'm not saying you're for sale. I'm just saying I could take you
my
to a movie.
My body's not for sale.
All right.
So that's what the students are taught to do if they can talk their way out of a threatening situation. What if they can't? What if they're being held down?
You're still going to use your words, but... if the words don't make him immediately let go, you're going to have to do something physical.
Perry produces a giant padded helmet with protective mesh stretched over two huge triangular eye holes.
The way this gear works is... take a look. Get it out of your system now. Yeah, laugh. Yeah. Looks like an alien or something.
Everybody, take your fingers and press them against your thumbs like this. Good. Check it out. Good.
Imagine making the shape of a bird's beak with your fingers, a dull, strong, but flexible implement with which to poke an attacker in the eye.
It's going to be a fast movement. We're not gouging the eyes, right? We just want a quick shot so that he moves back.
I make the beaks. Go a little hard if you can. Can you go harder than that? That's good. All right.
Perry puts on the helmet. He's Bill, the abuser, again. Carla sits back down next to him, and this time he doesn't just touch her leg. He grabs her wrist.
Let go. Let go. Help. Miss Bill. Bill's trying to grab me on my hand, but I bite his hand and then poke his eye out.
Okay, good. Thank you for telling me, Carla. Good job.
Okay.
All right, Carla.
This particular approach to abuse prevention for the intellectually disabled is virtually unheard of. Most other programs focus on training caretakers to recognize the signs and intervene. Impact Ability teaches the disabled to intervene for themselves, giving young people like Carla a new sense of their own agency.
I've done very well at it.
Do you feel like you would know what to do if someone tried to hurt you now?
I would shout, "Stop! Leave me alone!" Yes.
Do you think it would work?
Well, if someone's still coming towards me, I would go for the eye and run away.
Organizers hope to put 60 to 80 BPS special education students through this curriculum every year for 3 more years. After that, the grant runs out. But they're looking for more funding so that this unique approach can continue and hopefully catch on beyond Boston.
That's Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa with that report. You can see pictures from the class at radioboston.org.
Coming up, famed biologist E.O. Wilson on the social conquest of Earth. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.